Good morning. Today is Hoshana Rabbah. It's Friday, October 9th, the 21st of Tishrei, and we are continuing in Mesilas Yesharim, the sixth parak. We will back up one paragraph to what we ended with yesterday, page 123 in the Art Scroll. He's talking about the trait of laziness, which stands in contradiction to the midah of zrizus, of alacrity or passion, and he says that people don't realize how much it influences the way they think. Not just the way they act, but the way they think. V'ulam. Paragraphing with V'ulam. V'ulam. However, im tish'alas piha atzel, if to confront and ask a lady, yavol lecha b'mamarim rabim b'mamarim hachamim. So if you ask him to explain why is he not active, why isn't he doing things, he will come with so many from Chazal, os min aksuvim, psukim from Tanus min al, great, svakulam yorulo lefito meshubeshes lahakelalab lahanichabuso. According to his reasoning, it justifies and explains why it's actually a mitzvah for him to not be doing things. And what's tragic is, he doesn't realize that all these arguments, all these proofs, are not born of sound judgment. Their source is laziness. That's what's motivating. Because this is taking over, this is strong within him. And it actually sways his judgment to believe these things. And he's not going to listen to anyone. The lazy one is wiser in his own eyes than seven who answer sensibly. Laziness does not even allow one to consider the possibility that anybody else might be right. That's how strong it is. He thinks everybody else is wrong. He is the only one who knows. He says this is a great rule governing the concept of precious, of abstinence, something that he's going to be explaining in a later parak. Every leniency requires examination. This is something I quoted from Rav Simcha Zissel Broida, who says, whenever you have two options in front of you, and one is easier, it might be right, but you have to question, is it right, or are you motivated by laziness? The complicated answer is an always better. The complicated root isn't always better. But afal pi she'chol lios yishar nechacha amnam karav hadavar shetiyah me'atzos hayetzer umir mosav. He says many times that it's the yetzer hara that's got you to the shorter path, the easier, the one that requires less movement and less exertion. Alken tzarich livdok achareha. You have to check. Kiros udrishos rabos with more thorough examination. Imachar ela titzdak vadaish. After all of that, you see that the warranted path, this is correct, and you can write. Klalo shel davar. To sum up the matter, chizuk gadol chazek uliskaber bizrizos sos hasbahashlicho me'alav kovet atzla ma'akevas. Person must greatly fortify themselves, strengthen themselves with zrizos, with passion, to perform mitzvos by casting the sluggishness of laziness that impedes him from performing them. The imagery is so vivid. It just naturally, we want to stay at rest, want to move. Our body does not want to exert its for ruchnias, and we cast off that laziness and push ourselves to what's right and what's meaningful. Vita, you can see, shamalachim nishtabchu b'midah tova azos. The angels are praised for this midah, shenemar bahem, gibore koach osei dvaro lishmoa b'kol dvaro. It says that the malach are strong warriors who his bidding to hear the voice of his word. The omer v'hachayos ratso v'ashov arahabazak. And it also says about angels, the chayos, which is a type of angel, they run to and fro like the appearance of a flash. V'hinei adam hu adam v'lo malach. Of course, we're human beings, we're not angels. Alkein yef shalosh yagil l'gvurasa shal malach. We can't reach that level of gvura where there's absolutely nothing. There's no sluggishness, there's no body, there's no physicality. But we are supposed to learn from them how to act, to fortify ourselves, to strengthen ourselves, to push ourselves. David HaMelech says, Chashti, I hastened, I hurried. And this shows a sense of urgency, a sense of passion and priority. And I didn't delay lishmor mitzvosacha, to your commandments. We will stop here, everybody. Have a wonderful Yontif, and we will continue next week. Kamir Sasha.